South Sudan representatives have appeared before a U.S. congressional committee on Capitol Hill to detail what they say are deliberate efforts by the National Congress Party government in Khartoum to undermine the two-year-old comprehensive peace agreement between the North and South. The Sudan People's Liberation Movement, SPLM, the main partner in the regional government of southern Sudan, became part of a unity government with the Islamic Congress Party in Khartoum under the 2005 peace agreement negotiated with help from the United States. But the former rebel group has accused Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir of deliberately undermining the accord. Luca Byong Deng, Minister for Presidential Affairs for the Government of South Sudan, told the House of Representatives Africa Subcommittee these efforts threaten to tear the comprehensive peace agreement apart.
When we conclude the peace, we thought the CPA should give a chance for the National Congress Party, especially the extremists, for them to reform and to smoothly get into the normal democratic transformation in Sudan. But the anti-CPA members of the National Congress Party are now in the control of affairs, and I could attribute most of the delay to the deliberate strategy of derailing the implementation of the CPA.
He says Khartoum's resistance can be seen in under-resourcing of special committees, including one on the North-South border, the Assessment and Evaluation Commission, as well as oil resources and disarming of militias. Barnaba Benjamin, Minister for Regional Cooperation for the Government of South Sudan, accuses Khartoum of deliberately trying to destroy the CPA by attempting to reduce its attractiveness for people in the South. Khartoum's tactics, he adds, could result in the collapse of the agreement and a return to conflict.
There is little attempt on the side of the National Congress Party in order to realize that that country can break up unless the Comprehensive Peace Agreement is implemented in spirit and in letter.
The two southern representatives say it is now up to the United States, which had a dominant role in the negotiation of the CPA, to help prevent its collapse. Roger Winter, former special representative for Sudan, agrees, saying unless the Bush administration catches up with realities on the ground, there could be a return to violence.
If it is undermined through any of a number of possibilities, some of which I mentioned, like the postponement of elections, for example, it will lead to violence. It will be violence of the nature that we now see in Darfur. And that would be terrible, both for humanitarian reasons and to our shame, because it would be the ending of a very stellar peacemaking deal that we precipitated.
Winter calls the important concept in the agreement that all parties would help make the idea of unity attractive is now, in his words, a policy fiction. The United States, Winter asserts, must correct an imbalance created by focusing primarily on Darfur while the Khartoum government pursued its agenda in the South. No representatives of the Khartoum government were present at the hearing, which Congressman Donald Payne explained was a deliberate move on his part because of Khartoum government policies.
And as long as I'm chairman of this committee, the government of Sudan is not welcome until they show that they are a government of their people and for their people.
President Bush's special Sudan envoy, Andrew Natsios, was scheduled to appear this week before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, but that hearing was postponed. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.